she's watching at home. Sorry, Dorothy. Our first order of business is... Well, first let me identify what I'm wearing here. Check this out. Isn't this the greatest thing in the world? I got this at the art fair this weekend. Isn't that awesome? Courtesy of the Little Traveler. This is quite the thing.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people ask about it.
How would a million...
How many of those guys in the white coats?
Why didn't you wear the earrings?
Do you have earrings to match?
I have a navel ring, Mr. Singer, but I can't show that on TV, so I'm sorry. Okay, is there any papers here in the audience?
Oh, God.
Thanks for that.
That's awesome. There's an image that'll never get out of your head.
Spends a dime. Look what he buys.
Hey, that was $2.50 for God's sake. Item one is to find the mayor his glasses. Item one is consider consent agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
Bill move.
Second.
Singer motions and Piper seconds. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item two, correction, item 3A, consider request from the Geneva Lions Club to park. You should add vision as well on this thing, so I'd be there for God's sake. Here we go. To park a hearing screening bus on city right-of-way at James and 3rd Streets, September 24th and 25th, 2009. Is there a motion by anyone?
Who? Moved.
Second.
Motion by Vogelsberg, seconded by Marks. And do we have a Lions member represented tonight? I know Ellen's been carrying this pail of water for us, so.
I didn't expect you.
That's fine. No problem at all. Yeah. That's awesome. Any questions for Ms. DeVita? We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Item 3B, consider Chamber of Commerce requests for street closures and temporary liquor license for Festival of the Vine, September 11th through 13, 2009.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Mr. Hill. Questions or comments for either Ellen or Mrs. Gaines, who is with us after a successful weekend of art fairing. Any questions or comments? It's a hell of a group tonight, isn't it? It's
like, no kidding.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item 3C, consider removal of tax exemption for certain non-residential properties in special service area number 1.
Don't move.
Uh-oh, you had a question on the other issue?
No, on this one.
Oh, okay, so there's a motion by Hill, by Singer, seconded by Vogelsberg?
No.
Seconded by me.
Seconded by Piper. Question.
See if you can follow.
Madam Vogelsberg.
Thank you.
I think this ring is throwing me off for a loop.
It's throwing us all off. It's hypnotizing. Great. I was just going to abstain from this matter due to a business relationship.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Questions, comments? Madam Recording Secretary, just for the record, since we will have an abstention, if you could take the roll, that'd be helpful.
There's some questions.
When do we have input from the audience?
Oh, I didn't, forgive me. Ellen, do you want to add something?
There's discussion before the vote.
Yes, there is. I didn't see your hand up. I apologize.
Need glasses.
Well, no, it was the ring, I'm telling you. It was the ring.
It's blinding.
It is, boy. Isn't that a great thing?
She's an artist, too.
I know she's an artist.
I own one of the aforementioned properties.
Yes.
And have 28 North 4th Street. And I've forgotten the tax number. I know that's how it's referred to. And you'll pardon me if I read off of this because I've got horrid stage fright and I know the TV's on me. So, okay. The SSA number 1 tax is currently levied on a total assessed value of a building deemed as commercial within the SSA number 1. Since my building is only 39% commercial and 61% owner-occupied residential, I submit that there should be an equitable percentage that I am levied rather than being levied the same percentage as buildings within SSA number 1 that are 100% commercial, because my building does not have the same impact on SSA number 1 that buildings that are 100% business do. If at some point my building were to become 100% business, the city by default would have notice of that because of the building permit requirements. At this point, however, that is not the case. I ask that some consideration be given to how this tax is levied so that it is a fair and equitable tax distribution considering the impact of building use on SSA number 1 that partial commercial use brings less impact than full commercial use, and there should be a consideration on how the tax is levied. That's my argument.
Okay. We appreciate it. I'm going to turn the floor over, unless there's questions of you by any member of the committee. Mr. Singer, then I'm going to ask Ms. DeVita. Paul, do you want to speak to this? Okay, I'll have Paul speak to this instead. But Mr. Singer, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Are there any other establishments that fall into that category?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm owner-occupied.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an apartment.
No.
Okay. That's my residence. It's where my tax bills go. I know that when the ordinance was written, I'm sure that there weren't that many, or if there were any, of the same classification. It would have been a little bit of an oddball thing. So.
Paul seems to be anxious to come up here. I think he has an answer to our question. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
If you're done, go ahead. If you're not.
No, anybody else have any questions of me?
Anyone else for... No?
Okay.
Paul? And just for the benefit of everyone watching at home, if you could just reintroduce yourself to the community, that'd be great.
Paul Evans, Business Development Special Economic Development Department. By way of background, what we're doing, we were reviewing SSA number one, and as far as from time to time, there are properties that were listed in there, but they were exempted. And what the ordinance says that they were deliberately exempted because they met a category of being single family, municipal, government, religious, or charitable purposes. So we did a review of the SSA 1, and we found 14 parcels that we're submitting tonight that no longer are residential, generally in purpose, or parks or a government-type building. And so those are the ones that we're bringing forward tonight to say that it doesn't qualify according to the ordinance for an exemption on that property, and they should be paying their share into the SSA. And then relative to your question, Ron, I don't have specifically with me if there's other properties that are also owner-occupied. I surmise there are, but I'm not sure of every business if they live in that place, too. I can tell you which ones are businesses, but I can't tell you if they live also in that building, too.
So. And again, I'm not asking for a complete exemption. I'm asking for a partial exemption.
Right. are you privy to the ordinance language itself?
Not exclude partial exemptions.
Correct.
It doesn't include or exclude them.
Right.
So this is why I'm here.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I want to... If a committee member has another comment or question, I'll entertain it. Otherwise, I'm going to ask Mrs. McKittrick, our city administrator, to actually read from the ordinance itself some language that may have been misinterpreted.
Okay, that's what I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
I'll just give the floor over.
I'll yield to Mr. Maladra.
No, I'll yield to Mrs. McKittrick.
Okay. City Administrator McKittrick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is ordinance number 9707. Amending the special service area number 1, and this is section number 4 of that ordinance, and it reads in part, therefore, the City Council finds it to be in the best interest of the City and the City of Geneva Special Service Area Number 1 that until such time as those properties are changed or converted in whole or in part to commercial use, either by conversion to commercial zoning or residential zoning with a special use for commercial or office purposes, they should be exempt. So it's talking about exempt properties until they are changed or converted in whole or in part.
Right, and I'm asking for a reasonable item here that, for example, I don't have, with my 39%, the same impact as my neighbor, Villa Barone, or my neighbor, Geechee Shoes, who are both 100% business.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, the only thing I would like to add is that the taxes levied are for funding of special services,
correct.
For parking, lot maintenance, paying bond issues on prior acquisition.
Again, my third and
Jan, forgive me for interrupting, but I'm going to have to ask you to come to the microphone. If we're going to have a conversation or a dialogue,
because
I'm certain there are other people probably watching this from home or elsewhere. So
I don't think that my very small business has the same impact that buildings that are 100% business do. And yet the rate, the percentage is the same. So,
Mr. Malotter, do you want to chime in on this?
I understand your argument, but I also don't think that assessments within the SSA are based on the impact of the business. For example, a large business does not necessarily pay more than a small business does. The payment is equitable through the valuation on
the property. It's the valuation on the property. So
exactly.
The SSA,
your argument is that your impact is less than a property that's 100%
correct.
Business.
Correct.
The ordinance is not based on a business's impact
right.
at all.
Right.
And it would be difficult
my
to
argument,
that.
My argument is that the building is worth X amount of dollars, but only a portion of that building
business.
Is business.
Another question, Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is unusual, I understand, and I'm wondering, is there a process that we do have or we could implement to consider buildings that are owner-occupied as well as occupied by the business that owner is operating? Is there a process to do that?
Typically, the ad valorem SSAs are based on the EAV, the equalized assessed valuation of the property, which these are.
Yes.
Mr. Schmuckel's property is assessed as all of the other properties are. The SSA, then, is based on that EAV.
Okay.
There are non-ad valorem special service areas, but it would need to apply to the whole special service area. I am not familiar with a case that you could mix the two, where you would base a portion on the EAV and another portion of this district, this area, on non-ad valorem taxes, which would mean to pay for certain services. It's not based on an EAV. It would be based on the cost of services, for example. I'm not familiar with any instance where those two have been mixed. It's one or the other. The county is obligated to administer ad valorem SSAs for us. They are not obligated to administer non-ad valorem SSAs, and in fact just instituted an administrative fee of $500 for doing so, the non-ad valorem special service areas.
Excuse me, ad valorem means what?
Property,
okay.
land value.
May I follow up, Mr. Mayor?
Of course.
Mr. Schmuckel, have you talked to the township assessor regarding your equalized assessed valuation, EAV, to determine if you are how you compare to other residential type of buildings, which there may be apartments only, but no.
I currently have whatever has been grandfathered in.
Yes.
I'm simply asking that I don't get pegged as a 100% commercial building when I'm really not.
Yeah, I can understand that. And there's probably nobody else, no other building in the area that is being considered that has your arrangement. And so, but if we are depending on our taxes for the SSA on the equalized assessed valuation by the township assessor, then that seems to me a way to keep your SSA fees or taxes, whatever we want to call them, lower than a similar size building that is 100% commercial. And there are ways to check on the equalized assessed valuation and do comparisons in a neighborhood. Maybe some of your realtor friends can be as an assistant to you.
Okay, that's fair.
Mr. Singer, then Mr. Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A question, Mr. Mayor. Would I be correct in assuming that if we would move in the direction of giving this body here some exemption, that would take a change in the ordinance?
Absolutely, it would. It would not only require a change in the ordinance, but I'm going to ask Mary to correct me if I'm wrong, it would require a change in really how the county assigns these values as well through the ad valorem, correct?
And I'm not sure that they would mix the two in one special service area.
Yes. And if I may, Your Mayor, that would cost us $500 to even get them to look at it.
Yes. Yeah.
With no promises that they're going to fix it.
Well,
and I shouldn't say fix it, but no promise that they were making a change to what we're asking.
They would charge $500 to administer it after we, our council, adopted it. So it would be after it was filed and put into place to administer it, they would charge $500 then. But then, and I would need to research further, but I believe then we would need to do the same for all other properties in the SSA.
I'm
I don't
sure
believe
we
that we could mix the two types of special service areas. It would need to either be on an ad valorem based on the equalized assessed valuation of the property or a non-ad valorem basis based on the cost of the services that we provide in the special service area.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Piper?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You good? Anyone else on the dais? From the audience? Yes, sir.
Good evening. Brian Kay. I'm representing our property at 21 North 6th Street. I got the notification from Mr. Evans, who I'm seeing for the first time this evening, SSA. I'm not pleading, throwing myself at the mercy of the council here, but when I spoke with Mr. Evans, he said that he would investigate how much more money I'd be paying in taxes. That was 2 weeks ago today. Haven't had any conversations with him. Which is disappointing to me. Frankly, I don't know how much it is. He says, "Oh, maybe $200-$300." And I thought, well, you know, this is not a very kind time for us tiny business people, and I'm sure it's not for any of you folks involved in this, unless you're in the some forms of attorneys that are foreclosing on people. But anyway, I digress a little bit. What really sort of concerns me more so than anything, it's more philosophical, is about 15 months ago, year and a half, I'm not exactly sure, I think your property as well as ours in Hamilton, they were changing the zoning to make it more restrictive so that you couldn't build wall-to-wall on your property. I understand that. Then this happens, and my curiosity for each and every one of you folks up here is, what do you have up your sleeve next? What do you want next?
Mr. K, that's an unfair question. That's an inappropriate statement. That's rather disrespectful to all of us. We are all neighbors. We're friends. You do fine work in town.
Thank you.
I never, ever, ever accuse you of having something up your sleeve, and nor should you accuse these men and women of having anything up their sleeves. So, please,
I was wrong to do that. I didn't mean to offend you.
You have completely offended me.
Okay.
Because that's just a bunch of bull. That's absolute unadulterated bull. And if it weren't televised, I'd say the rest of that damn word. Come on. We're trying to figure this thing out together, for God's sake.
Okay.
You and I cross the paths on sidewalks. We know people that you've done business with. We recommend you doing business with others. You don't need that kind of crap.
I appreciate that.
So let's take a step back. Let's take a deep breath. I'm going to turn the microphone. Okay, let's begin again. We'll forget you ever said that.
Fair enough. But my, honestly, I guess what I'm saying is more money from us right now is very difficult. And I can always, I can leave it at that. And
it's fair.
I'm honest when I say that.
No, I, and believe me, I respect your honesty. Mr. Evans, I think he has some information for you and the benefit of those listening throughout the world.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I will apologize to Mr. K if I didn't give him the exact amount that I had. The estimate I had said on the phone was $200 or $300. I had now since got better information, numbers, and valuation. Based in 2008, the current levy, if he were in the SSA being taxed, his property would be, for the SSA, he would pay $162.80 for the services provided by the SSA.
Per year above and beyond what's currently being paid.
Yes, that's correct.
Question, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hill?
Paul, is there a easy and quick way to elucidate some of the services that are made available to the owners of property in the SSA so that everybody knows why this change is being proposed?
I will give you a list of some of the services the SSA provides.
And Mr. Evans, if I may, again, I readily admit I'm not the smartest person here. But the fact, thanks for not commenting on that, by the way, but the fact of the matter is, services have been rendered for some time.
Yes.
Those services have not been paid for for some time. We're simply cleaning up that gap.
Correct. In varying instances. I mean, the last time that the city did this was quite a few years ago, and so it's kind of high time again. We look at the construction, what things have occurred, what changes have occurred, and in doing so, these, you know, we found 14 properties, you know, out there that we think that have changed in the use and now no longer qualify for the specific exemption they were given to begin with. But as a list of the services provided by SSA 1 is maintenance, repair, replacement of off-street parking lots, the acquisition and improvement of property for parking purposes, the acquisition, construction, and maintenance of on-street parking stalls, and then also the landscaping and public seating beautification along State Street and the district.
No removal included in that?
Is what?
Snow removal.
Yeah, snow is the maintenance.
And maintaining the landscaping areas. The landscaping.
That falls under the same rubric of all maintenance.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, of maintenance, yes.
A question on the snow removal. Thank you, Ron, for bringing this up. Does that mean that what we've been paying for snow removal in the business district and down Caneville Road has in some cases been financed by the taxes that have been taken through the SSA, and in some cases part of that snow route has not been paid for by any SSA funding?
I'm not familiar with anything for Caneville, you know, Caneville Road, as far as the district. I don't know.
It has something to do with schools.
Yeah, Ellen looks like she's chomping at the bit here.
You know, Dan Dingus is here. Caneville's snowplow removal comes from Public Works' normal budget. Okay. The SSA exists to support the business district, and I believe the ordinance, the wording in it, is as soon as it is converted in whole or in part to commercial use, because it generally, if you live in a home, you have far few visitors than if you own a business. And so the point is that the SSA is to cover the services, provide parking, clear the snow so your shoppers can get to your store. It's to provide services to operate in the business district. So as soon as any part of the building is commercial, you've got shoppers coming to you. And that's why the SSA exists. The ordinance, the district has been in place since 1979. Last time we amended some of these exemptions was 1986. Were we remiss in maybe not doing that sooner? Definitely. Some of these properties are commercial properties that have received services for years. This is a fund that has been at about $200,000 a year. The electronic records we have in the building right now, we haven't gone to Public Works to look in the archives, but we have electronic records since 1998. It's been $200,000 every year since then, and it's been subsidized $100,000 a year from the general fund. So the SSA, that extra little amount levied on the real estate tax, hasn't been covering the cost of the services. So we thought it was prudent to do this cleanup right now, and those properties that are receiving the extra services because they're commercially operated should be paying into the fund. I gave Mary the list of the amount for June. I think it's about $174, $175 a year. Your property is valued higher than Mr. K's. This was $164. Mary's got the full range right there.
$175.67.
So did I answer your question, Alderman Hill?
To a point, yes. The question then is if the SSA is to fund snow removal for businesses that attract customers, is that one of the functions? Maybe not every piece of property.
The main function of the SSA, if I can interject, is to provide parking. It's to purchase new lots, to maintain the lots. Snow removal is an ancillary function, as is beautification. The main function is purchasing, owning, maintaining, repairing, building new lots.
So snow removal as beautification of the various properties that are in the SSA does not mean that the city has a responsibility of snow removal in front of every business that's in the SSA 1, nor does it have a responsibility to provide beautification plants and services in front of or beside of every unit in the SSA 1. I understand that. I can comprehend that, because it's just too expensive to do that for every piece of property in the SSA 1.
Last year, in some preliminary figures, this is part one of what we're looking into this year for the SSA. We are going to look at everything that we're funding and how we're funding it. This cleanup of the exempt properties was just part one, as I've told you previously. We spent... I don't have the numbers in front of me for what we spent on maintaining and building parking lots, but these extra things we spent $157,000 on. Now remember, we have only levied $100,000 a year in SSA property tax, with the additional $100,000 coming from the general fund. But maintenance was $66,000. Sidewalk snow removal was $29,000. Snow removal in the public parking lots was $29,000. Snow removal in the commuter lots was $15,000. So removal of the snow is about a big portion of the work we are doing downtown, but that is keeping the parking lots functional.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good. I think I'm done asking questions at this point, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mr. Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mary, but I think the problem I'm having is, since this isn't directly in our hands, if, and I don't know if there's anything we can do for Mr. K, but I understand the argument that Mr. Schmuckel makes, judging by the numbers that have been thrown out here, if we were to vote on this and spend more time on it and send it to the county, who then had to vote on it, we would have to take $500 out of our collective wallet, out of our general fund, to try and save $100. I wouldn't do that with my personal checking account, much less the one from the city. Am I not understanding something, or is that how that would work?
One point I would make is that the county would not vote on this. If we were to enact what they call a non-ad valorem special service area, we would list out all of the services, the cost of the services, and it wouldn't be based on the EAV. It would be based on the cost of those services, and then we would divide it up possibly equally amongst those properties. And we would file it with the county, and they would charge us the $500, but they would not be voting on it.
Okay.
I can tell you, too, that, you know, as Ellen alluded to, the services are not paid for in full by the SSA. We have dedicated some staff to provide landscape maintenance services in the district, in the special service area, and only about 25% of those wages come out of the SSA.
So I guess, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm hearing is if we really want to dig through this and look at all costs that aren't being covered, this could go up even more.
It would at least double if everything came out of the SSA to pay for itself.
Okay. Thank you.
At least.
Mr. Maladra.
I think cost isn't so much the issue here. I mean, if we spend $500 or $1,000 to do what's fair and what's right, that's worth $1,000. What I'm struggling with is the argument about whether or not this is fair, and it seems to me that your business benefits from every service that the SSA provides, whether you live upstairs or not. The assessments by ordinance or by law are based off of the assessment of your property. If a business used one room of that property to sell or used every room of that property to sell, they still benefit from the services that are provided. So I think that inherently it's fair the way it is. And so your argument about cost and most things is right on the money, but tonight if somehow these people were put at a disadvantage by something that's basically biased or unfair, it would be worth $1,000 or more to make it right. But I don't think that it's an unfair situation as it stands.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. I'm John Smuckel. I'm the renovator of the property. Fair is in the eye of the beholder, right? We are asking that we have what these properties that you're talking about, whether or not they're classified as a total retail or partial. What if we had just 5% of the building was retail, which could be one room or whatever? Then we would say probably, well, I don't know, that probably maybe we should revisit the ordinance. And because the ordinance really classified everybody together, basically what it did. And whether or not, the reason we're here is the art business, I know this is not part of it, but it is part of it. The art business is not a cash register. And we would ask that, we're struggling over there. And the amount of cars that we have per week that we take advantage of, if you would say, is almost nebulous. I wish it weren't the case. We put a lot of time and effort into that. So I think that fairness is a big item here, and I realize that the ordinance in classifying occupation had a blind eye saying, well, in part or in whole, because that's really not fair. And I realize that the ordinance was maybe drafted at the time there was not a problem, but we do have a problem here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schmuckel. Anyone else on the dais? Anyone up in the audience? Gene, we have a motion and a second, correct? Okay. Let me first, before we take a vote, apologize to Mr. Kay for my outburst, and certainly to the members of the committee and the members of the audience. I do get riled up a little bit when certain language is used, and as everyone knows in this community, you know, we're all in this together. And so, Mr. Kay, I apologize to you and to those watching at home who's just put their hands over their kids' ears. So I'm sure the FCC will not be calling, but... A motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Madam Recording Secretary, please take the roll.
Alderman Dantino?
Aye.
Alderman Hill?
Nay.
Alderman Maladra?
Aye.
Alderman Marks?
Aye.
Alderman Piper?
Aye.
Alderman Singer?
Nay.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Abstain.
According to my vote, 4 ayes, 2 nays.
Correct.
1 abstention. The abstention, according to Robert's rules, goes with the majority. But for all practical purposes, the measure does pass. This matter will be considered next Monday evening, August 3rd, City Council meeting. This will not be on the omnibus agenda. It'll be discussed again if discussion is warranted. So, thank you all. Item 3D, ladies and gentlemen, consider agreement between the City of Geneva and Kane County Forest Preserve District to allow fiber installation from Settlers Hill Gas Recovery Plant east and north to the Ice Arena.
So moved.
Second.
Hill motions and Vogelsberg seconds. Questions or comments for Mr. Buffington? Mr. Piper has a comment and a question.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to recuse myself.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah. Mr. Piper's recusing himself because he's not really good at hockey. Anyone else? Questions for Mr. B? Hearing none, seeing none. All in favor of item 3D, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions?
Just me.
Thank you for vocalizing that so loudly, Mr. Piper.
No problem. I aim to please.
Motion passes, folks. Item 3E, consider license agreement with 300 River North Condo Association for the installation of parkway stairs to front of building.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Marks. Questions or comments? I don't know if we have a representative from the Condo Association here tonight or not. Mr. Dingus, is that how you hurt your neck? There was no stairs? It was like...
fell down the grass.
I should have said that was terrible.
Yeah, it was a bad night. Was there?
Any comments from Mr. Dingus? We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of item 3E, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? Item 3F is consider approval of sidewalk sales in the B2, B3, B3E, and B4 business districts from August 13th to the 16th, 2009.
So moved.
Second.
Marks makes the motion and Hill makes the second. Questions or comments for either Ellen, Paul, or Mrs. Gaines? We are literally selling the sidewalks because of revenue shortage, so it's going to be awesome.
Pay for the SSA one.
Pay for, that's right. No questions, no comments. All in favor of item 3F, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3G is considered the annual purchase of transformers. And if you look at the attachment A, this is a riveting and compelling list of transformers. Not the movie, but actually things that bring us electricity. So Mr. B or Mr. D can answer any questions. Mr. Buffington, you look anxious to answer any questions. Any questions for our superintendent of electric works?
No.
Pardon me? Yeah, I know we don't have a motion. I know that. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Maladra. Marks, excuse me. Now, questions for Mr. Buffington.
Well done.
I'll be here all night. I got nothing to do.
No comment.
Comment, Mr. Hill.
I think Alderman Dakota and would be very proud of the fact that so many different companies were involved in this, and it was up for bid, and apparently the low bids won. Maybe just two companies, but what the heck.
Oh, that was three. Yeah, we haven't spoken so much about Paul since he's left, I guess. That could have got more attention retiring earlier. Heck. Did I just say that?
Hello? Did I just compliment him?
Yeah, I think you did. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of item 3G, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Folks, before we go into closed session, we will address new business. Is there any new business from any member of the audience tonight? Audience first. Mr. Singer from the dais.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I hope my darling wife is watching this evening because I'd like to wish her a very, very happy birthday. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Excuse me.
That's not the part that should make you cry. She's 27 years old.
And where are you taking Mrs. Singer for dinner tonight? Don't
Mrs.
say Red
Singer
Robin.
Has already had her supper.
Did she
just came in from out of town just hours ago, so We'll find some place to go.
I don't need to hear anymore. That's fine.
Burger King.
It's a family show, Mr. Singer. A family
I understand.
Show. Anyone else with this? Anyone want to comment on Alderman Vogelsberg's new hairstyle? Lovely, lovely.
Thank you.
Mary has a comment, then I have an announcement as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to thank city staff, first of all, for all of the hard work in pulling the Joshua Plaza and Rain Man dedication together for this past Saturday, and also thank the public. We had a great turnout. Thank the mayor for the great weather. He put the order in, I understand. But anyway, it was a fantastic dedication, and I just wanted to acknowledge everybody that put so much hard work into it. So thank you.
Well said. And congratulations, Gene, and your team on a wonderful art fair. That was great. If nobody else says anything, I have one brief announcement that's important to read in front of everyone, particularly those watching at home. Now, we all know our good friend Paul Ruby from the Harrington. Well, Paul Ruby has his own foundation, but it's, of course, not necessarily for the benefit of Paul, which is consistent with Paul's character. It's really for the benefit of all who have Parkinson's disease. But there is a special opportunity to raise an additional $25,000 for the Paul Ruby Parkinson's Research Foundation. And it's extremely simple. The Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research is one of 10 finalists for the Markham Mark of Distinction Award. Markham Vineyards, how cool is that, is awarding two $25,000 grants to people committed to making a mark of distinction. Internet voting is July 27, today, through August 24th, limited to one vote per each mail address per day. Let me repeat that for Mayor Daley. One vote per day. But it says here, in italics and bold, vote early, vote often, just once per day. Tell your friends, and then check out the totals. If we secure enough votes, the Paul Ruby Foundation will be presented a check for $25,000 at this year's event, August 29th, at beautiful Mill Creek and Tana Farms.
Tana Farms.
So that'll be pretty cool, huh? That's like a buck a citizen. That's awesome.
That's right.
I love it. So visit the website, www.markhammarkofdistinction.com. We're going to have this posted on the city's website as well. So, and we hope that each city employee votes once a day through August 24th. Your bonuses will be determined by how often you vote on that thing. That's just a joke. Of course, I'll be arrested now and sitting with Betty Maltese. Dawn?
Thank you for reading that, Mayor. And right now, the Paul Ruby Foundation is in first place.
Was that right?
We were second this morning, but we're right now in first place. But it is a competitive, so every vote really does count. So thank you. And there's only 27 more days to go.
So we'll get more emails from you every day?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm going to be a cyber stalker.
I need to ask Pete for that spam filter upgrade.
Please.
Mr. Hill.
I have a comment, too. The Paul Ruby Foundation, of course, is to help to determine and discover how to prevent and to cure Parkinson's disease. College roommate has it, and he's had it for about 7 years, and it's been tough for him and his family and for his friends. I urge you to do anything you can to help in the aid the cure of Parkinson's. It will perhaps not be in time for my roommate, my ex-roommate, that is. But the for Paul, there should be time if they can determine something in the next several years. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to entertain a vote to adjourn to closed session for the discussion of pending litigation, and this vote does require a roll call.
Alderman Dantino?
Aye.
Alderman Hill?
Aye.
Alderman Maladra?
Aye.
Alderman Marks?
Aye.
Alderman Piper?
Aye.
Alderman Singer?
Aye.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We should return shortly. There is no action being taken tonight following the closed session. So the microphones are off. Say what you will about who you want. gentlemen, I apologize. The chair has had a tough evening. My ring is affecting my decision-making. We took the roll call on the vote, which never existed, to go into closed session. So I actually need a motion and a second.
I move.
Second.
Thanks for really confusing the hell out of me. Piper made the motion. Malaja made the second. Madam Recording Secretary, please take the roll.
Alderman Dantino?
Aye.
Alderman Hill?
Aye.
Alderman Maladra?
Aye.
Alderman Marks?
Aye.
Alderman Piper?
Aye.
Alderman Singer?
Aye.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Now the microphones are off.